Good evening. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, June the 8th, and I appreciate you tuning in. Glad to be able to broadcast over WSOF and WAJJ Christian radio stations. Thank God for His goodness and His blessings. And I appreciate you tuning in and listening today. Hope you had a good day in the Lord's house yesterday. It was a good Lord's day for us, and we thank the Lord for it. We enjoyed His presence, I believe, here in our services, and I had a good time fellowshipping with the saints and preaching. I enjoyed preaching and enjoyed the singing and all that was done. Thank the Lord for His blessings and His grace. And I thank Him for His offer of the gospel unto those that will believe. Amen. And I'm glad He offers that to whosoever will. And He gives them the opportunity to be saved. And I'm thankful and grateful that our Lord still does that. Even in this late day, even in this dark day, even in this depraved day in which we live, I'm glad our Lord Jesus Christ still offers salvation to those that will come to God by Him. Amen and amen. Well, this being Monday, June the 8th, that means we're starting revival meeting tonight. And I hope some of you will come and be with us in our services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road. If you're on Penny Rail, you'll take exit number 44. And depending on which way you're traveling, you would turn in the opposite direction of the Lowe's. When you see Lowe's Hardware, Lowe's Home Improvement Store, if it's on your right, then you turn left. If it's on your left, then you turn right and go out the Island Ford Road there just a little ways. You'd see our church on the left, Island Ford Baptist Church, located at Island Ford Road, 1415 Island Ford Road. We'd be glad to have you in our services starting tonight at 7 o'clock. Brother C.R. Kirkman, pastor of the Wildwood Baptist Church, I'm sorry, the Cornerstone Baptist Church in Wildwood, Missouri, will be preaching for us tonight through Friday night. That's the 8th through the 12th this week here at the Island Ford Baptist Church at 7 o'clock. Also this Thursday and Friday, the Epley family will be with us to sing. Brother Steve Epley and his good wife be singing for us on Thursday night and Friday night. And then on Friday night as well, we're going to have a double header in the preaching. Dr. Kirkman and Brother Epley will both be preaching on Friday night. And so we're looking forward to that. Also, we're having radio marathon here at the radio station on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we'd love to have you tune in and be a part of those services as well, and that meeting as well. Hope that you'll pray for us, that the Lord would allow us to be able to get the support that we need, raise the amount that we need, keep things going in accordance to His will, and to bring glory and honor unto Him. Pray that souls might be saved, that saints might be strengthened, and the work of God might be done, and God get the glory for all that. Amen. And amen. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Ask if you will to bow and pray with us at this time. And I'm going to request prayer, a special prayer request for a family. I mentioned on last week's program, and I did not give the full name. I just gave the last name, and I've been told now that they would like to have their names given and requesting prayer for Eric and Katie Johnson, and that God would work in their marriage and would help them in their marriage. And I don't know where they're at, what state they're in. I don't know anything else about them. I just know who they are, their name, and request a prayer for them about their marriage, that the Lord would help them. And so I'd like for you to pray about that as well. And we know of another situation very similar in which a home needs our help and our prayers, and we're praying for that home as well. We're praying for the souls involved and the people involved in these needs. And so if you would bow with us at this time as we pray, ask God to especially help these needs. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You, Lord, for Your grace, goodness, and mercy bestowed upon us, Lord, for how good You've been. You've been a mighty good God, and we've got a lot to be thankful for and grateful for, and I want to praise Your holy name. I want to ask You, dear God, that You might see fit, dear Lord, to meet with us tonight here in the house of God. Lord, that You might help us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church how we need revival. Lord, I want to make myself a candidate, and I believe that our members would like to be candidates for You to move among us and grant Holy Ghost revival. Father, I pray that You might draw sinners and save them even in this broadcast time. Lord, You might draw sinners and save them by Your grace. I pray, dear God, You'd strengthen saints. Lord, I pray for the bodily needs of the saints. I pray, dear God, for the spiritual needs. Lord, for these homes we're praying about that You'd intervene in and You'd work in, that Your grace might be shown and seen. Dear God, that Your work might be done son, that you might draw there, Lord, and draw that family back together, strengthen and undergird and help those needs there, dear God, for your glory and for your honor. I pray especially for those little children involved in both of these homes that we know about. Father, that you'd help those children to be able to have a happy home, that they'd not know about the struggles and the strife and the problems that so many homes are filled with. But, dear God, that they might be spared. If it be your will, dear God, they might be spared from this this turmoil, this catastrophe. Dear God, that you'd just have your way. I pray, dear God, now that you'd help again on the broadcast. Use it for your glory. I pray, Father, that you'd accomplish that you want to do and have your way, Lord. We pray and ask you to bless it again. Bless our services tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. Well, if you'd like to be turning in your Bible, we're going to be looking today at some very familiar scripture in the book of 2 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. And I'm going to be dealing with verse number 14, but I'm going to be dealing with the verses around that and looking at that for just a little bit. Just we've got 3 days of having this broadcast this week, and this week being when we're having revival meeting, the week that we've chosen for our revival meeting, I've chosen this text because I finished our previous study in the book of Ruth last Friday. And completed that last week. So we're having a revival meeting here at the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky this week. And since our radio marathon is coming up on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, then this program will be interrupted. So we'll only have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week to look at a subject. So I'd like to look at the subject of revival and preach a little bit on that subject if I can and think on that subject a little bit. All right? I'll use the familiar text of 2 Chronicles 7:14, but I'm also using the text surrounding that. So if you'd like to be turning 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, and while you're finding your place, well, listen to this good song by our family and trust it might be a blessing to your heart. Well, amen. I hope that was a blessing to you. And of course, that song dealing with revival as well. Send the rain. Oh Lord, send the rain. And we need the early and the latter rains that the Bible talks about. And I believe that that is talking in spiritual form, talking about revival. Amen. Revival. The breath of God, the presence of God, the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And amen. Well, I mentioned to you that I want to be looking at this theme of revival and thinking about the subject of revival just a little bit. Try to preach on that a little bit this week. And so getting us started, I want to look at 2 Chronicles chapter number 7 and verse number 12. You know that the story of 2 Chronicles is actually a repeat of some things that had gone on in 2 Kings and how that Solomon, King Solomon, had built the temple and had dedicated the temple. And in his dedicatory prayer, he prayed for God to see fit to manifest himself, and God did that. Amen. And Solomon called on the Lord in that manifestation of the power of God, and that's recorded very succinctly right here in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Look with me at verse number 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. And amen. Now, I'm dealing primarily with 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Someone has called this verse the recipe of revival, God's program for revival, God's program or plan for revival. Can I say to you that before you can have the recipe for revival, there must be a request for revival. You see it in our text right here that the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night in verse 12 and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. There had been a request. There had been a plea. Amen. There had been an asking of God for revival. You must have the request before you can receive. Amen. You must make the plea before you can get the promise. Amen. You must ask before you can receive, you might say, or before you can accept and get the answer. There must be an asking before we can have the answer. And so I want to beg you, and I'll ask our people, if you'll join together with me, and let's ask God. Let's seek God. Let's knock at God's door and seek revival and ask for revival and pray for revival. Let's believe God for revival, not just this week, not just this special meeting, although I'd be pleased if God would fall in at any time. I'd be blessed if God would see fit to meet His people and bless His people with His presence at any time. Amen. But I'm begging God for revival here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. I thank God that He's given us a good church. I think He has. I thank Him for His blessings. I thank Him for the dedication of the people and the members here. But I'm telling you, there's not a one of us couldn't get closer to God. There's not a one of us don't need Him more. There's not a one of us don't need to be filled with His presence and walk in His power more than we are. Amen. And so we need revival. We need to ask God for revival. Now, thinking about this start of revival, I'll have to say right off the bat that, of course, there is no possible way that I can treat this subject with any kind of depth in this short period of time. But I would like to briefly consider it, and I'd like to exhort us to pray and believe God for a moving of the Holy Ghost in revival. Amen. Now, I want to begin looking at a few things here in this text. I want to look at the answer of God to the prayer of Solomon at the dedication of the temple. That's this phrase that I'm dealing with, this phrase of Scripture, portion of Scripture. The answer of God to the prayer of Solomon at the dedication of the temple. Now, first of all, I want to begin with a comment on how quickly and how strikingly this answer appears and how it meets the prayer. You see, Solomon anticipated days of sorrow. Solomon asked God, if we call upon thee, wilt thou hear us? God answers, I will. Amen. God answers, I will. Praise God. Solomon asked if God would see them, if God would hear them, if God would answer them. And God answers and says, I will. Amen. Solomon asked that God's eye might be upon that house. Solomon asked that God's ear might be upon that house. And God exceeds the prayer of the king. Amen. Not only, he said, shall mine eyes and mine ears be there, but my heart will be there as well. I'm telling you, I want God to be manifest in the house of God. I want His eyes to be here. I want His ears to be here. I want His presence to be here. Don't you? Amen. What good is it to go to somebody's house when the occupant is not there? I've been to people's house, knocked on their door, and there's no answer at the door. Sometimes they're just not answering the door, but many times it's because there's no one there. You pull up in the driveway, you notice there's no vehicle in the driveway. You walk around, you notice there's no noise coming from the place. And then you knock on the door, and there's no answer because there's none to answer. But I want to tell you, I'm glad that at God's house, although His car is not in the parking lot, God's in His house. The Holy One's in His temple. Amen. And I want Him to be here in the house of God. I recognize that He indwells us. I recognize that our body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I recognize that once we're saved and we belong to Him, we're His child, then He takes up His abode in us. I recognize that the Holy Spirit indwells the believer. I'm glad I believe that. I'm glad I'm assured of that. Amen. But I want to tell you, there's nothing like going to the house of God when the presence of God is thick in the house of God, when the presence of God is evident in the house of God. And I want to tell you, I'm praying that God would be evident and prevalent in our services this week. I'm praying that God would be there before the first notes ever struck on the piano. And from that first note until the end, as we shut the doors and go home, I'm praying that the power of God be present, because it's only when the waters are troubled that people can get the healing they need. It's It's only when the Spirit of God's pricking the heart of the sinner that the sinner can be saved. It's only when God's dealing with the saint that the saint can get what they need from the Lord. And I'm begging God and asking God that He might meet with His people and show Himself strong in the house of God, that His presence be known, that He might make bare His mighty arm, that He might make known His presence in the house of God. Amen. That's our prayer. But I want to show you what Paul said in Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 15 through 19. Paul said, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Here's his prayer. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power." Amen. I'm giving you my prayer. He said, Paul said, "My prayer for you is that you might know the presence of God, that your understanding might be enlightened." In other words, your spiritual eyes might be open, that you might know what is the hope of his calling. I'm telling you, we need to know what it is we've been called unto. We need to know again what it is to be saved, what it is to be sealed, what it is to be sanctified, what it is to be sure of heaven, and knowing that we're going to be there one of these days. Amen. We need to have that knowledge of God in our mind. Not just the knowledge, but something that's with us at all times. Something that's deep down in our heart. Paul said, "I'm praying that your wisdom be known, and that your revelation and knowledge of Him might be known and increased, and that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints." Amen. Amen. He's not just talking about heaven. He's talking about right here on earth, what we have on earth. Praise God. When we have the presence of God, what we have on earth, when we have the feeling, I'm not talking about F-E-E-L-I-N-G, but the F-I-L-L-I-N-G, the feeling of the Holy Ghost, amen, inside of us and working in our life. He said, "The exceeding greatness of His power." I'm telling you, there is nothing our God cannot do. There's nothing our God cannot do. Amen. I'm glad we have an omniscient and an omnipotent God. He knows it all, and He's able to do whatever we need Him to do. He's an almighty God. Thank God He is. "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power." So I'm praying and asking God to move in mighty power in the meeting. Paul said, "That's what I'm praying for you." He's talking about the church at Ephesus. I'm praying that for the church at Island Ford. I'm praying that in my own life. And I hope you'll pray that along with me for your life. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, the Bible said, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." I'm praying God get glory in the church. I'm talking about in the Island Ford Baptist Church. That God get glory in me. I'm talking about Farrell Shepherd. I'm praying God get glory in you. I'm praying God get glory in our life. But Paul said that he gets glory because he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'm talking about praying for revival. Can I tell you that you ought to pray big and believe even bigger? Amen. God said, "I can do big," but God said, "I can do bigger than you can think." Amen. I'm glad our God is able. He said, "If you just got faith as of a grain of a tiny little mustard seed," I mean a minute seed, a minuscule faith, just a little faith, He said, "I can move mountains." Thank God. Our God can move mountains of sin and bring sinners to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our God can move mountains of guilt and mountains of sin and put homes back together. I'm glad our God can move mountains of sin and mountains of guilt and can put Christians back in fellowship with one another like they ought to be, and in fellowship with the church like they ought to be, and in fellowship with God like they ought to be. Thank God. Amen. He's able to do bigger than we can pray. Not only did God say, "Mine eyes will be there," not only did God say, "Mine ears shall be there," but He said, "My heart shall be there as well." Amen. God's going to pay close attention to what goes on down at the house of God. That's what He's talking about in 2 Chronicles 7. "I have chosen chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever. Amen. Amen. And that mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. Amen. Thank God that's right. Thank God it is. Amen. He's going to be here. I'm praying that he'll be here this week. Amen. God not only declares, by the way, in answer to that prayer, but he does more than Solomon asks. He says he's going to do something even more encouraging than just hear the prayer. He said, I've chosen this house for myself, for an house of sacrifice. That's in verse number 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Now I'm asking God to see fit to move right here in this place this week. Amen. I know of meetings going on next week. The old Kentucky camp meeting going on next week. I pray God bless and meet there with Brother Duncan in the crowd. Amen. I know a meeting going on over at Sturgis that later on this month. I pray God meet at Sturgis. Amen. Meet at Sturgis and bless them with revival. Listen, we ought not be jealous of this thing and think it's got to be my house and nobody else's house. By the way, it's not my house. It's his house. Amen. And I'm praying God see fit this week to meet with us here at his house and make this a place where he dwells and a place where he'll see fit to move and meet with his people. You see, we are a chosen people by the grace of God. God has graciously chosen to save us. He's chosen to save those that will come to him through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's chosen to use us as his servants. John chapter 15 verses 16 through 19. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now he's talking to his disciples that he had chosen and ordained you that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. I'm praying, oh Lord, do that. Give us revival, please, dear God. Give us revival. Jesus said, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the Lord hateth you. Listen, we're a chosen generation. Amen. We're a chosen priesthood, a peculiar people unto God. And with this privilege comes a great obligation. King Hezekiah declared to the Levites and to the priests of his day in 2 Chronicles 29:11. He said, my sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him and to serve him, that ye should minister unto him and burn incense. Heavenly Father, I pray, take these words and choose to meet with your people. Choose to meet in your house, I pray, dear God, tonight at the Island Ford Baptist Church. See fit to give us revival, I pray, dear God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. Tune in this same time tomorrow at 5:05. And until then, may God bless you is our prayer.